If you want to hunt for voter fraud, come to North Carolina. Not because there's so much evidence of it here, but because after November's election, the hunt for it was so intense. And that's exactly what This American Life's Zoe Chase did in a recent episode. Her focus, Bladen County.
A few hundred ballots in the southeast of the state, lots with the same handwriting on them. Jackpot. He takes a breath.
They do realize that 300 or 400 write-in votes can't be done by one person. Right? They do realize that's illegal.
That second voice is Dallas Woodhouse, the director of the North Carolina GOP, and the man leading the hunt for voter fraud in the state. Chase also talked to the victims of the alleged scheme and the leader of the group accused of the fraud. This American Life's Zoe Chase joins us now. What did you expect to find when you actually got out to Bladen County?
Basically, I expected to find this guy named Horace who seemed to have a sincere desire to basically protect the franchise for black voters in his community. I talked to him on the phone before I went down. He had told me that that was the purpose of his, you know, the political organizing he was doing. Knowing, you know, what many Americans know about North Carolina, that doesn't surprise me that there are PACs specifically formed around protecting the black vote in North Carolina. So I thought I would see that, and I did, and I basically believed Horace's version of events. The thing that was surprising to me about going down wasn't actually what I found in Bladen County so much. It was talking to Dallas Woodhouse, to the Republican. He was the executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party. It was like the way that he explained that McCrory and the Republicans in North Carolina saw voter fraud was like a huge revelation to me, because I don't think that they see it the same way. Like, I don't think Horace thought he was committing voter fraud, and I don't think that Dallas thinks that Horace thought he was committing voter fraud. But basically, the Republicans don't like organizations that go around and help lots and lots of people fill out absentee ballots. Like, they think that's basically fraudulent activity, whether that's illegal or not. And I think for Horace, it's like, how could you say that when black people are intimidated at the polls and people don't want to go vote and we're helping them get access to the franchise, which is our constitutional right?
Why do you think there is this disagreement about what voter fraud is? And you know, while we're on that subject, what does the law even say?
If you are helping somebody, if you're assisting somebody in filling out an absentee ballot, you cannot stand over them while they are voting. You're supposed to stand like a certain distance away and let the person make their decision about who to vote for. And in Bladen County, it seemed like the people that were assisting with the absentee ballots maybe just were a little bit too involved in the actual voting process, right? Because the whole point was there was this write-in candidate for soil and water, and the handwriting for that write-in candidate was the same on a lot of ballots, sort of showing that maybe a volunteer with the PAC had written in the name of a candidate for office, which is kind of like really getting close to helping with the ballot, which you're not supposed to do with absentee. But it's hard to know what exactly was happening inside someone's home.
Well, and here is one of the voters that you talked to. Her name is Lula Pearl Graham. She is one of the people that got help and recommendations from the Bladen County Improvement PAC. Again, that's the group at the center of the complaints over these absentee ballots. She's elderly. She doesn't drive. She has two knee implants. She knows who she voted for at the top of the ballot, but further down, it gets kind of hazy. And here is some of your conversation that appeared in the episode.
What about for soil and water? Can I ask you who you voted for there? Do you know?
I don't remember.
But do you trust their recommendations? The pack with the sample ballot and everything.
Oh, yes, they're good. Uh-huh. They're good.
Why?
Because when you don't know the people, they'll tell you who they explain them to you. Mm-hmm. So you say, well, I would like to vote here, but I don't know who this is. They tell you.
I'm sure Graham doesn't think of herself as being a victim of voter fraud. Is she?
I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I guess let me just say a few things. The State Board of Elections said she wasn't, right? So they made that determination when they threw out the complaint. And it does seem to me that it's pretty common for people to use like recommendations the further you go down the ballot, because those races are less prominent. You know, like that happens. But did something that was a little bit irregular happen here? I think... Yeah, You know, like especially when you assist somebody filling out their ballot, you're supposed to sign and say that you assisted them. There's also two witnesses required. That's a relatively newer rule in North Carolina. So a lot of the volunteers, it seems to be that they signed off as witnesses, but they didn't sign off as assistants. And so, you know, I kind of go with the state board on it. Like, doesn't seem illegal. It seems like maybe irregular, and maybe you want to warn some people or remind people, retrain them.
This complaint did get dropped. But something of a twist happened with the Bladen County incidents. Another allegation stemming from that same soil and water race that's at the center of the complaint focuses on the Republicans. And this was really interesting in this episode. And I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. It's a little bit hard because it's still under investigation. So I had to sort of connect some dots. But basically, the guy that is the soil and water supervisor in Bladen County, the guy who won the election, his name is McCray Dawless. He's the person who ended up filing the complaint. But it kind of becomes clear during the state board hearing that he doesn't really know like the details of the complaint. He doesn't really know what he's complaining about. And then there's a shift where one of the affidavits that was signed by one of these voters complaining about McCray's get out the vote strategy said that some of McCray's volunteers had come to them, asked if they wanted to fill out an absentee ballot. They said, sure. Then they didn't receive absentee ballots. And then when they went down to actually vote on election day, it was like they had already voted. So it looked like a case of impersonation of a voter, which is that very, very rare thing. And that's still being investigated. And nobody would tell me on the record for sure, this is what we're investigating, this is what we're looking at. But it basically seemed really shady on the sort of Republican side of the soil and water race. And it did feel kind of ironic that all of these complaints have been brought by the Republican Party. And then it seemed like the one case of sort of classic voter fraud of impersonating a voter might have actually come from a Republican candidate.
Zoe Chase is a producer with This American Life. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much.